to the microphone. Okay. My name is John Zerflew. I am 48 years old. Today is July 28th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Alfred Zerflew, who is my father. And Dad, you're how old now?
I am now 74.
74 years old. And we are recording this interview in the great town of Pequannock, New Jersey. And Dad, we were just talking about when you were growing up in Switzerland, about how you and your sister, Ruth, used to listen to the radio. So I was wondering if you could talk again a little bit about what that was like and you know, what that experience was like.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So back in the 1950s and 60s, my sister Ruth and I were young children. We did not have a TV at home at that time. We had a radio. And my dad, Johann Zerflew, and my mother, Frieda Zerflew, they would listen mostly to the news on the radio, usually around the lunchtime when we were home for lunch from work and from school, and to hear what was going on in Switzerland and around the world. And then they would also listen to the radio for special music, some of the classical music they enjoyed, but also the Swiss folk music, right. Like I don't even know what to call that in English.
But, folk music, yeah.
Yeah, folk music. So a lot of Ant harmonica, what is it? What
the accordion.
Accordion, yes, exactly. So anyway, one thing that my sister Ruth and I enjoyed was at least once a week we had the opportunity to listen to a program on radio around 5:30 for maybe an hour or 45 minutes or so before we had supper. And we were so excited about to listen to these programs. It may have been an ongoing story of children who had certain experiences, or it may have been a program from one of the zoologists who worked at the zoo in Basel, Switzerland, talking about all kinds of different animals, and was very informative for us. The only thing we had to really learn stuff was either get books from the library at school,
right?
Because we didn't have a library in town, or to try to listen to some of the programs.
Hmm. And did you mention before the zoo in Basel was some,
yes,
place that you had never been, right?
Never been before, but later on, as we were older, we were able to go to Basel. And there was once or every other year, they had an exhibition in Basel called the Mustermesse, which was like an exhibition about general life and all kinds of stuff we use in the homes, new inventions, and you know, people trying to sell furniture and all kinds of other things. It was like a big get-together once a year to like a marketplace,
okay,
in a way. And we were once down there with Mutti and Fati, and then they took us to the Basel Zoo. The next time we were at the zoo was many years later, when I came back from the United States with my wife Linda,
yeah,
and John,
yeah. Oh, with I was there
and
too.
And Jeanette.
Oh, and Jeanette.
And
too.
We went to the Basel Zoo as one of the excursions.
Oh wow!
Yes, and saw all the animals, and It was very, very interesting to see, because I hadn't had the opportunity to be in a zoo.
Yeah.
I was always busy learning or doing something in school or at work in the States, you know?
Yeah.
So when we came back, Grossmutti and Grossvati said, let's go once to the zoo in Basel. So, which we did. And it was great. You and Jeanette loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. Now, thinking again about the radio, didn't you, you did a little bit of working with some electronics yourself, and didn't you build your own radio?
Yes, I was getting interested there as I found out about some people who found a way and had some instructions on how to build a little radio. With you needed
headphones
because this was a radio that was based on the antenna, a large antenna that was spread around the house to pick up the signal from a radio station, and then no batteries were needed.
Okay.
It was just the power of what the antenna picked up. That's why it needed to be a big antenna.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. However, you needed a potentiometer, which is something that I knew I needed to get.
Okay.
And because I had some instructions on how to make a very simple radio to listen to some stations. Okay. That we could tune into. Uh-huh. The potentiometer was to use to tune into the station.
Uh-huh.
So I knew of a place in Bern.
Yeah.
So I took my bike and drove up to Bern. It was only about 15 miles or so up the Bernstrasse, all the way up through Zollikofen and into Bern, you know,
yeah.
And Schönbühl and so forth. And went to one of the radio supply stores. Very primitive, you know, in those days. This is back in the late 1950s, early 60s.
Okay.
And so I got all the parts. I also needed a diode. I forgot exactly what that was needed for, but yeah. I had to connect it to the potentiometer. And yes, so years ago, before that, they used crystals.
They
called it a crystal radio, where you had to try to tune by moving a little metal piece across the crystal to get a certain connection.
Right.
You know, it was rather random.
Right.
You know, but with the potentiometer and the diode, it was much more controlled to be able to tune into a certain frequency.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at night, I would listen to the radio, and it was we only had one radio station in Switzerland.
Is that right?
Yes. Radio Beromünster.
Okay.
Beromünster is a town. When you travel down the Autobahn towards Zurich and then go up to Lucerne.
Okay.
You pass Beromünster.
Okay. That's where they transmit.
That's where they're from, exactly. Yes. So that again, that was all very primitive, you know.
And how did your parents feel about you going to spend money to buy these radio parts and to put these wires all around the house?
Well, you know, I had a job.
Oh, okay.
The job was from the neighborhood ladies.
Yeah.
Up on the street on Böndenweg.
Yeah.
Okay, in Kirchberg.
Yeah.
Switzerland. In Canton Bern.
Yeah.
And the ladies used to ask me, could you go pick up something in the store, you know, for lunch? So
okay.
I had a routine. After school, I would come to the ladies in the street. There were several.
Uh-huh.
And I went and asked, you need me to pick up something? And when I was done and I brought the stuff, they got me a tip, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I accumulated the tip, and so I had some money to buy stuff.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes I would go to the little store near the creamery in Kirchberg. There was like a kiosk.
Yeah.
And they had bazooka gum. And I would buy a little piece of gum, you know, for 5 cents.
Sure. Yeah, that was a lot, 5 cents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And did you, and that would have the Bazooka Joe comic in it?
I did, yes. Yeah. Yes.
But that was in English.
It was in English, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
Really?
Yeah. It just looked funny, you know, looking at that.
That must have been a big deal to have the American gum.
Yeah, it was a big deal. As a matter of fact, I, at times, if there was a clear night, I was able to listen with my
headphones. Yeah, headphones.
Headphones. And pick up a station from Germany.
Yeah.
The Voice of America.
Oh, really?
All in English.
Huh.
But I knew it was, you know, the American Army and stuff like that.
Okay.
And broadcasting.
Interesting.
And they had the news, and I had no idea really what they were saying, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I said, someday I'm going to learn English. And someday I'm going to go to America.
Yeah.
I was like...
what year was that?
Yes, I'm thinking I was maybe 9, 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a dream.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you said when you went to go get the parts for the radio, you had to go
I went to Bern. To
Bern.
Yes.
And how far? You rode the bike.
Yeah, it was about 15 miles, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking 10 kilometers. It's twice that.
Huh? It's 15 miles. It was probably about 22 kilometers.
Yeah. That was a good ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I went up Bernstrasse, you know, through Kernenried and then later on through Schönbühl.
Yeah.
And later on through Hindelbank and Solikofen and into Bern, you know. It was about an hour's ride. And I knew where to go because I had been with my mother in Bern a number of times with our family,
yeah.
You know. And walking down that main road, you know, underneath the, what do you call the...
I want to say the casino, but that's not what it is.
Yeah.
But the covered
yeah,
walkways.
The covered walkways, yeah.
Arcade.
Arcade, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And I had some kind of an infection because I used to climb trees a lot. I had an infection on my thighs.
Oh.
And the doctor said, you need to get special cream and you can only get it in Bern. At a certain drugstore, you know. So I went with my mother.
Yeah.
And we went to the drugstore in Bern, near the clock tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I realized there was a one of those radio stores and all kinds of
electronics.
I don't know whether you could really call electronics in those days, you know, but it was something about radio and stuff.
Huh.
You know. And I said, you know, I know where to go when I need something like that, you know. I had, actually, my mother had given me a book about almost like a hobby book to show me, to tell me, you know, there's certain things you can do as a little hobby, you know, build something or whatever. And
yeah.
One of them was to build a little radio.
Okay. So that's where you first saw
that's where
the
idea. I had the, exactly.
Huh.
So my mother was instrumental in getting my mind, you know, a little bit tweaked.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow,
that's something.
So that's how I got into this. And many nights I was listening to Germany radios. Then I was able to pull in radio stations from... Zagreb, which was in some of the eastern country. I forgot which country that was.
Really?
Yes. From Vienna.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And from some of the other eastern countries, I had no idea what they were saying. I didn't understand those things.
Yeah.
But because at night was the best reception, especially when it was nice and clear. Just like later on when I had a radio, a shortwave radio, you know, where I could receive signals without interference when it was a clear night.
Okay.
And, you know, these were what we would call the signals I could receive was either long wave.
Right.
Or middle wave. And middle wave is the AM, the regular okay. AM station.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That was before FM stations. They hadn't been invented yet. You know?
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I often listen and someday I'm going to go visit all these countries, you know. I was dreaming.
Good.
Yeah.
Good dream.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that was good.
Yes.
That was good. And so this was the first of several interviews that we will do to
okay.
talk about...
Now that sounds good.
Not yes. only growing up in Switzerland, but yes. Coming to America.
Yes, coming to America.
All right. Yes. Signing off now.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Save it automatically.